sacred vibrations, the transformative power of crystalline sound and music by Geralyn Glass. This audiobook includes a supplemental PDF that contains the illustrations, resources, as well as the acknowledgments and about the author sections from the print edition. It should be among the files you downloaded when you purchased this audiobook. Disclaimer. Please note that the information in this book is not intended for diagnosis, treatment, cure, or prevention of any condition or disease. It is meant to assist you on your healing journey and does not replace medical care or therapy. All content provided here is for informational purposes, and although we strive to provide accurate information, what we have presented here is not a substitute for professional advice regarding any issue, condition, or medical problem. Please note as well that some aspects of sound and vibrational healing are debated, even among the highly trained experts who are engaged in cutting-edge research and day-to-day practice in this field. While all attempts have been made to verify the information provided in this publication, neither the author nor the publisher assumes any responsibility for errors, omissions, or contrary interpretations of the subject matter herein. What you will find in this audiobook represents the absolute best information that I, Geralyn Glass, the author, have been able to acquire during my lengthy and expansive career and training in music and other vibrational pursuits. Some people may disagree with portions of what is shared here, but it is hoped that as the world becomes more accustomed to music as medicine, there will be greater consensus on its intricacies. No guarantees for medical results of any kind are being made by me or the publisher, nor are any liabilities being assumed. The listener is responsible for his or her own actions. Before you begin any healthcare program or change your lifestyle in any way, please consult your physician or another licensed healthcare practitioner to ensure you are in good health and that the information contained in this book is suitable for you. If you are experiencing severe anxiety and depression or an immediate crisis, please reach out to a mental health professional or crisis center or hotline. About the cover. The beautiful cover image shows the sound of a rare fifth octave F note made visible by acoustic physics scientist John Stuart Reed. This photo, which can also be found in the supplemental PDF, was the result of my playing a 6-inch charcoal and palladium crystal alchemy singing bowl. The sound created the sacred geometry of 22 elliptical islands called antinodes. The bowl is tuned to 432 hertz, and the F note corresponds to the heart chakra. However, with its high pitch, the note resonates in the realm above the crown chakra with celestial tones. The charcoal alchemy helps to release stagnant energies, cleanse and detoxify the body, and clear the pathway between heaven and earth. The palladium alchemy activates a state of awe and amplifies childlike wonder, playfulness, innocence, and joy. The choice of this image on the cover has a deeper meaning. My son, Dylan, was born in Germany on January 9, 1996, at 22:22 European time. One of his dreams was to be a professional photographer for National Geographic, and at age 15, he won a prize for his photography. It is an honor to place the photo he took of a sunset on the cover of this book. For my dearest Dylan, thank you for the joy and the wonder you bring, for the essence of pure love that you are, for the peace you ground in me that goes beyond the mind and surpasses all understanding. I remember with awe the power of your birth at 22:22 in a small town near Bonn, Germany, on January 9, 1996. Sweet soul of light and love, I had a purpose then as your mom. I have an even richer purpose now as your mom. Eternal connection. With you always. Forever, love. My big, expansive boy loved the night sky and took many beautiful pictures of it. What a wondrous soul to be a resident among the stars. To call their orbit his home. Together we have become the soaring one, the bridge traversing the broader, vaster, grander picture. Him from the heavens, I from the earth. And we know, we love the stars so deeply, we have no fear of the night. And for my parents, who encouraged me to dream and to follow my dreams.
Forward. Some people are born to explore, create, offer their gifts to humanity for the benefit of all. They love to passionately discover and share what they find. Others blossom when they are exposed to these new perspectives. Sometimes the innovator doesn't have the opportunity to see what unfolds from their efforts in terms of development, awakening, or healing, but they share anyway, because it's in their blood. It serves their soul, their dharma, their purpose. This is the case with Gerilyn Glass. I first met Gerilyn on a Journey Awake trip I was hosting to the Sacred Valley of Peru and Machu Picchu. She was deep in the devastation of having lost her son Dylan a few months earlier, and was carrying out a dream of his in his honor to climb the mountains of Peru. She was shaken and broken wide open when she approached me to introduce herself. I sensed that this time for her would be life-changing indeed. Not only in a healing sense with the horrible loss of her only child, but also in an evolutionary sense with the realization of an exalted experience of what the pain of love lost can become. I'd seen this in my clinical practice and felt its possibility energetically the moment she shared her story. The energy in the space between us was literally held in the promise of a great gift, even though her words reflected her suffering. I told her she was in the right place. I felt she was destined for healing and something even beyond. During our journey in Peru, Gerilyn declined a hike to the top of Huayna Picchu as she was not up to the strain given her emotional state. I took with me to the top a photo of Dylan to show him the view that he'd dreamed of as a child. In a sweet ceremony at the summit, I read his words inscribed on the back of his photo and showed him the 360-degree view of magnificence there. In that moment, I felt an amazing presence of grace. One of the students took a picture to share with Gerilyn so that she too could witness the sacred moment. Later, on the train ride home, I saw that photo. There, one could clearly see a profound ray of light connecting Dylan's throat with the majesty of the great blue sky, the heavens. As if to speak, a great celebration of life. It was confirmation across the veil. He was there. As a child, I discovered my ability to see energy fields of the people and things around me. This gift came and went as I was influenced by my external environment through judgment and trauma versus support and care. Many people go through the same experience and fail to realize it on a conscious level until they begin to wake up to the truth of who they are. Upon my awakening in 1999 and 2000, my ability returned and stayed. What I had originally witnessed with Gerilyn when I first met her was a depleted state of energy due to her deeply painful circumstances. Later, I would see it transform into a beautiful, radiant presence. As every great innovator does in the world, Gerilyn became a great researcher. She attended dozens of classes that I taught over the next few years. She was usually in the front row, daring me to explain how there could possibly be good in what had happened in her life. As I shared about the universal principles of expansion and that everything is
Sample complete. Ready to continue?